Peace, brothers and sisters.
很高兴我们一起在这里来侍奉敬拜神。
I'm very happy to worship our Lord together.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Our heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们感谢你又赐给我们新的一天。
We thank you, give us another new day.
而且是一个特别的日子。
And this is a special day.
你在创世以前就为我们定好了。
You have ordained this day for us in ages past.
你知道我们需要这个日子。
You know we need this day.
你知道我们需要你的救恩。
You know we need your salvation.
我们没有办法救我们自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
只有用你的方法，我们才能够得救。
We can only be saved by your method.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你，你自己真的是拣选了我们。
We thank you because you have chosen us.
让我们能够来到你面前。
So that we may come before you.
让我们能够来服侍你。
So we may serve you.
这也是你自己的恩典。
And this is your.
让我们每次来到你面前服侍你、敬拜你的时候。
Whenever we come before you to serve you to worship you.
你让我们知道你是那位查验人心的神。
You know you told us that you are the one who will examine our hearts.
你的宝座高高在上。
Your throne sits up high.
但是你却鉴察我们的心。
And yet you examine our heart.
你也眷顾我们人。
You also care for us.
让我们能够从你那里蒙恩惠。
So that we may receive blessing from you.
而得到随时的帮助。
And be helped.
我们把我们自己仰望在你的手中。
We present ourselves into thy hands.
让我们的心因为你自己的荣耀彰显出来，我们就得到满足。
So because your glory has shone, therefore our hearts will be satisfied.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们要一起来思想一个题目，就是耶稣是王。
So today we're going to think about the topic, Jesus is King.
在四福音里面，我们或者是在保罗的书信里面，我们都可以看到他提到天国或者是神的国。
In the Pauline letters and in the four Gospels, he has mentioned the kingdom of God.
天国和神国其实是一样的。
The kingdom of God and the kingdom is the same.
那么马太福音是讲天国的。
Matthew will talk about kingdom.
那么路加福音是讲神的国。
So Luke.We'll talk about the kingdom of God.
那主耶稣他出来传道的时候，他是说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So when Jesus came to start his ministry, he said, "The kingdom is near. You shall repent."
然后在他的比喻当中，他总是说天国好比这样，天国好比那样。
So in his parables, he'll say, "The kingdom is like this," or "The kingdom is like that."
那么最有意思的一件事情就是尼哥底母。当晚上来见主耶稣的时候
，The most interesting thing is when Nicodemus came to see our Lord by night.
他称呼主耶稣，他说：“老师啊，拉比啊，那么你所行的事情，如果没有神同在，无人能行。”
So he called Jesus Rabbi. The things you have done, nobody can do without God.
但是主耶稣直截了当的就跟他讲。
So, however, Jesus told him directly.
主耶稣常常我们发现主耶稣没有在那边说哎呀不是啦很客气一番哈他没有
We know that Jesus didn't say oh it's not a big matter
他一看他就知道他的需要是在哪里
So he looked at him he knows what his needs are
他就直接告诉他人怎么样才能进神的国
So he told him directly how man can enter into the kingdom of God
有一个条件就是人一定要重生
The one condition we must be born again
所以圣经上告诉保罗告诉我们说血肉之体是不能承受神的国的
So Paul has told us the flesh cannot receive kingdom
属地的东西凡是属地的东西都不能承受神的国
Earthly things cannot accept the kingdom, cannot be accepted by the kingdom.
也不能把我们送进神的国。
Cannot send us to the kingdom.
那么，所以什么样的事情才能够承受神的国呢
？So what kind of things will be accepted by the kingdom.
一定要有一个新的生命。
It has to have a new life.
这个新的生命是从神那里来的。
The new life comes from God.
我们才能够承受神的国。
So that we can receive the kingdom of God.
当你我相信主耶稣的时候。
So when we become believers of the Lord Jesus.
是圣灵在我们里面使我们重生。
It's the Spirit who regenerated us.
然后让我们能够悔改。
So that we may repent.
让我们能够信靠主耶稣。
We may trust in Lord Jesus.
我们就是属于神国的子民呐。
We become citizens of the kingdom.
这有没有让你们 surprise?
Are you surprised?
没有啊。
No.
当我们进入神的国之后。
After we enter the kingdom,
然后我们信了主耶稣之后。
After we believe in Jesus.
你知道发生在我们身上所有的事情。都跟他连上线了。
So all the things that happened to us is connected with him.
因为我们是神国的子民呢。
Because we're citizens of the kingdom.
那么进入神的国，我们第一件事情我们会面对的是什么呢？
What is the first thing we're going to face after entering into the kingdom?
我觉得我们进入神的国之后，第一个面对的就是这个国的王。
I think the first thing we're going to face is the king of the kingdom.
我们现在活在一个世代。
We live at a time.
是一个我们讲说高度民主化的。
It's highly democratic.
或者是说极端个人主义化。
Or it's extreme individualism.
所以我们不太明白国王与我是什么意思。
We do not understand the meaning of the king and I.
的的确确因为我们太民主了。
Because we're too democratic.
我们太个人主义化。
We're too individualized.
我们也不明白什么叫做做仆人。
We do not understand what it means by being a servant.
你在公司里面做事你不是做仆人。
When you work in a company, you're not being servants.
看起来像是仆人。
You may look like a servant.
一个做仆人的他必须是一天24小时。
So if you are a servant, you must be a servant for 24 hours a day.
然后一个礼拜有七天。
And the 7 days in a week.
然后一年有365天。
And there's 365 days in a year.
这就是仆人。
And that is a servant.
所以我们不明白。
So we do not understand.
就好像你知道犹太人当他们在跟主耶稣辩论的时候，犹太人特别是那些法利赛人还有文士啊，他们很喜欢跟主耶稣辩论。
So you know those Pharisees and scribes, they often debate with our Lord Jesus.
他们在约翰福音第八章里面，他们跟主耶稣讲，他说我们是很自由的。
So in John 8, they told Jesus that they are very free.
他说我们从来没有做过谁的奴仆。
We have never been anybody's slave.
我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Descendants of Abraham.
所以当主耶稣告诉他们说你们是罪的奴仆的时候，
When Jesus told them they were the slaves of sin,
他们真的是不明白。
They did not understand.
弟兄姐妹，你想想看，我们是罪的奴仆的话，
Just think, if we are slaves of sin,
我们是一天24小时，每一个礼拜有七天，每一年有365天服侍他。
So we would be serving him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year.
这就是做仆人。
This is being a servant.
那么当我们信了主之后，
After we become believers of our Lord,
我们进入神的国，
We enter into the kingdom.
我们要面对这个王，
We're going to face the king.
他变成了我的主人，
He become our Lord.
我是他的仆人，
I am his servant.
所以我们应该是一天24小时都是他的仆人。
Therefore, we should be his servants for 24 hours a day.
一个礼拜七天。
7 days a week.
一年365天。
365 days a year.
没有休假的。
There's no holidays.
不像我们做工作，累了可以休假。
So it's not like a work, we can take days off after we're tired.
没有的。
There's no rest.
今天我们就要来看主耶稣他是王。
So today we're going to look, Jesus is king.
那么马太福音第21章是主耶稣在他死之前，特别是第一节到22节是在他死之前做了三件事情。
So chapter 21 of Matthew is from verses 1 to 22. The three things Jesus did before he died.
让人知道他是王,
let people know that he is king.
让人知道他是主,
let them know he is the Lord.
他是圣殿的主,
he is the Lord of the temple.
他也让人知道他是万有的主宰,
he is also the Lord of all creatures.
刚才我们念了从第一节到22节, 现在我们回到第一节到11节,
let's go back to verse 1 to 11.
主耶稣他来到他自己的京城, 耶路撒冷,
so Jesus came to his capital, Jerusalem.
他就是让人知道, 他就是王,
he wants people to know that he's king.
一个王是住在京城里面的, 对不对?
So the king lives in the capital. Right?
理所当然的, 他应该要住在京城里面。
Of course, he should live there.
诗篇第48篇, 第一节那边告诉我们, 耶路撒冷是神的城。
So in Psalm 48, verse 1 tells that Jerusalem is the city of God.
你知道当我们在读主耶稣的事情的时候,
so when we read things about Jesus,
我常常听到有人跟我讲, 甚至基督徒都讲说, 他说be honest, 他说诚实一点哈, 在圣经里面, 神, 主耶稣从来没有讲到说他是神。
So oftentimes when we read, we say that Jesus never said that he is God.
他只讲说他是神的儿子。
He only said that he is son of God.
他只讲说他与神是同等的。
He can say he is equal with God.
弟兄姐妹, 因为我们不会看圣经。
That's because we do not know how to read.
主耶稣在这里, 他进城, 进耶路撒冷, 他进去之后, 他就是让人知道他就是神。
Here, when he entered Jerusalem, he wanted people to know that he is God.
这个王他要进到他自己的城里面,
so the king went inside his own city.
所以他就告诉他的门徒, 你们去找两匹, 一个驴, 啊, 一个驴驹子, 一个母亲, 一个儿子, 把他找来。
He told his disciples to go find the donkey and the colt.
那么在马太福音里面是两个, 啊,
so in Matthew there are two.
因为他知道, 撒迦利亚, 神已经差遣先知, 在撒迦利亚书里面已经讲过了。
Because this already proclaimed in the book of Zechariah.
主耶稣知道神的心意。
Jesus knows the will of God.
所以他做这些事情, 他都是照着神的心意。
So what he did, this all according to God's will.
他进耶路撒冷, 这件事情是他, 事情还没有发生的时候, 就已经预言了。
It was prophesied he's going to enter Jerusalem before it happened.
耶路撒冷的名, 我们再看哈, 这些老百姓呢, 他们, 第四节啊, 他说, 这是成就, 是要应验先知的话说, 要对西安的居民说, 看啊, 你的王来到你这里, 是温柔的, 又骑着驴, 就是骑着驴驹子, 在这里, 主耶稣就是告诉他们, 你的王要进来了。
So in verse 4 and 5, Jesus telling them that your king is coming.
所以我常常觉得啊, 很多时候有些人真的是不会读圣经。
So I feel many people do not know how to read the Bible.
乱读一起,
so they just do their own way.
完全照, 他翻译得非常好, 完全照着他们自己的方法去读圣经。
So they just read the Bible according to their own way.
他又不是作者,
he's not the author.
他怎么知道作者是这个意思呢?
So how does he know what the author
所以我们读经一定要照着作者的意思。
So when we read, we need to read according to the will of the author.
他记载了主耶稣就以王的身份进到这个耶路撒冷。
So he recorded that Jesus entered Jerusalem as a king.
他如果说, 他真的是不清楚的话,
if he says he's not clear,
他讲这句话, 真的是给他自, 我们说亵渎神了。
This would be blessed.
因为诗篇那边告诉我们说, 这个城就是神的城。
Because Psalm had told us this is the city of God.
我们也看见他的门徒, 然后众人都以他, 把他以王的身份来欢迎他。
So we can see his disciples and all the people welcome him as if he is the king.
然后他们就叫着说, 何善纳, 何善纳。
So they said, Hosanna, Hosanna.
何善纳是一个希腊文。
So that's a Greek word.
它是两个字合在一起的。
The two words combined.
其实中文就是说, 救我。
It's to save me.
那么在旧约里面呢, 我们知道约书亚就是, 神拯救的意思，何西阿也是神拯救的意思，所以他在这里就把这个 Hosea 就是何善那，那么把它合在一起，就是说救我。
So in the Old Testament, Joshua is the meaning of salvation. So here, save me, Hosea, Hosea.
我们看第二段。
Let's look at second passage.
从十二节一直到第十七节。
From verse 12 to 17.
主耶稣进了神的殿，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子。
So Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves.
主耶稣从进了耶路撒冷之后，他没有到王宫里面去。
After he entered Jerusalem, he did not go into the palace.
他直接到圣殿里面。
He went directly to the temple.
记不记得当他出生之后没有多久
Do you remember right now, just not long after his birth?
圣诞节刚刚过，对不对？
Christmas had just passed.
那么我们看见东方有一些博士，他们因看见他的心，就从东方来拜他。
So we saw the three magi came from the east, saw his star and to worship.
当然这个王一定是要生在京城里面，对不对？
The king shouldBe born in the capital,
因为他是王嘛。
Because he's king.
而且王应该要生在王宫里面。
But the king should be born in the palace.
这是人的逻辑，人的观念。
That's the people's logic. That's their thinking.
所以他们到了犹太地之后，他们就到耶路撒冷嘛。
So when they went to Judea, they go to Jerusalem.
然后他们到耶路撒冷，他们就去哪里啊？
Where did they go when they went to Jerusalem?
他们当然是到希律的王宫里面去嘛。
They went to the palace of Herod.
这是人的理念。
So that is man's logic.
这是人的逻辑。
That's man's logic.
他的国，神的国，主耶稣的国是不属于这个世界的。
But Jesus' kingdom does not belong to this world.
所以他一进了耶路撒冷之后，他第一件事情就是到神的殿里面去。
So the first thing he did after entering Jerusalem, he went to the temple.
但是这个殿实在是太脏了。
But the temple is very dirty.
他就做了一些事情。
He did some things there.
显明出来他自己是这个殿的主人。
To show that he is the master of the temple.
他十三节，他对他们说。经上记着说，我的殿，我的殿啊，这是主耶稣他讲，他说我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
So in verse 13, he said, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making a den of the robbers."
这又是一个地方，主耶稣告诉人，他说他是神。
This is another place.When Jesus taught people that he is God.
这一句话是在旧约里面是神讲的。
This is what God said in the Old Testament.
他对他们说，我的殿是用来祷告，是用来敬拜神的。
My house is used to worship and to pray.
你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
But you made it a den of the robbers.
他把那些做买卖的就把他们赶出去了。
So He drove out all the merchants.
那些有就是兑换银钱的。
So the money changers.
这些事情在当时的圣殿里面做的目的是什么？就方便这些犹太人呢、啊，他们从远处来，他们不需要牵个牛啊，走了几千里，他们不需要，所以他们就带着银钱到这个地方来买一些动物，然后呢，他们就可以献祭。
So those were for the convenience of the Jewish people.So they don't have to bring animals to the temple. They can come to temple and buy and make sacrifices.
然后当初有一些人，因为他们住在不同的地方，
many of them live in different kind of places.
那么他们用的钱币也不一样。
They use different kind of coins.
所以在圣殿里面就有人动脑筋动得快哈。
So some people are very smart.
就赚神的钱呢。
So they can make money off God.
那么他们就可以让他们很方便。
So make it convenient for them.
方便是方便
It is convenient.
但是却不是神所喜欢的
But it's not what pleasing our Lord.
方便是方便
even though it's convenient,
但是最后变得直了。
By the change of nature.
所以主耶稣来到之后，就把他们赶出去了。
That's why when Jesus came, drove them all out.
那我们看见第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
主耶稣赶出他们之后，他就让这些瞎子、这些瘸子到进到圣殿里面。
So he let the blind and the lame enter the temple.
然后他就治好了他们。
And then he healed them.
我们到了后面二十三节的时候，我们也看见，从那个时候开始，耶稣就经常的到殿里面去教训人。
So from verse 23 on, Jesus often come into temple to teach.
这是第二件事情我们看见的。
That's the second thing we saw.
他是这个殿的主人。
He is the master of the temple.
他就是神。
He is God.
他也是王。
He is also king.
我们再看十八节到二十二节。
Let's read 18 to 22.
在这里呢，我们看见圣经上告诉我们说，他们早晨回城啊，就是从橄榄山回到城里面的时候。
The early in the morning when they returned city from Mount Olives.
主耶稣肚子会饿的哈。
Jesus is hungry.
他就看见路旁有一棵无花果树，就走到跟前，在树上找不到什么，不过有叶子，就对树说：“从今以后，你永不结果子。”那无花果树就立刻枯干了。
So seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately.The tree withered.
无花果树不是没有花哈。
It's not because the tree does not have flowers.
我们把它翻译的很有意思，是因为它的花哈出现的时间非常非常短。
Because the flowers only exist a very short period of time.
我看过一棵无花果树啊。
I've seen a fig tree.
它那个花是绿色的。
Their flower is green.
而且出现的时间很短。
It appears very short.
然后接下去马上就开始结果子。
And immediately it will bear fruit.
所以如果有叶子的话，那应该是会有果子的。
If there's leaves, it should have fruit.
它是紧接着就来的。
So it comes immediately.
那果子不一定成熟。
Although the fruit may not be ripe.
所以马太福音、马可福音那边告诉我们说，他说因为不是收果子的时候。
In Mark, he said it was not the time of a harvest.
主耶稣看到这一棵树只有叶子，没有果子。
So Jesus saw this tree. There's only leaves and no fruit.
主耶稣就说，从今以后没有人再你从今以后永不结果子了。
So Jesus said you will never bear fruits from now on.
这个无花果树只有叶子，没有果子。
So this tree only has leaves.
这是表面上的。
This is just the surface.
因为他的这个生理上的关系，所以让人以为他有果子。
Because it was existed, people may believe it has fruit.
那么主耶稣的一句话就让这个树枯干掉了。
Just one sentence, Jesus made the tree wither.
路加福音告诉我们说，他马上立刻的从根开始起，整个树就枯掉了。
From Luke, it says this tree.Weathered beginning from the root.
在这里，主耶稣让我们看见他是万有的主。
Here, Jesus let us know that He is the Lord of all creation.
他可以移山填海。
He can move the mountain. He can fill up the sea.
他也可以把星星换一换。
He can change the stars.
他可以做的。
He can do it.
所以他告诉他的门徒，他的门徒因为很稀奇嘛，哇，这个树怎么立刻就枯干呢？
So his disciples were wondered, how come the tree immediately withered?
主耶稣就告诉他们，他说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心，不疑惑，不但能行无花果树上所行的事，就是对这座山说：你挪开此地，投在海里，也必成就。”
So Jesus told his disciples, "I tell you the truth, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree." But also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea.
第二十二节，他又告诉他们，他说：“你们祷告，无论求什么，只要信，就必得着。”
He says in verse 22, "If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer."
这个地方常常被人家误用。
people often misuse.
主耶稣在这里不是说你们的祷告多厉害。
This is not Jesus telling you how powerful your prayer is.
主耶稣在这里说他是多么厉害。
Jesus said how powerful is he?
你知道我常常相信主耶稣是无所不能的。
We believe that Jesus is omnipotent.
或者是说神是无所不能的。
God is omnipotent.
但是主耶稣决定不会无所不为。
But Jesus will never do all things.
他说你们若有信心信什么
If you have faith and believe in it,
乃是信神他可以做这件事情。
You need to believe that God can do this.
不是我们所说的心诚则灵啊。
It's not worth saying if we are earnest, it will work.
乃是神他告诉我们他有这个能力。
Is God tell us He has the power?
有人常常评论呢，主耶稣太霸道。
Some think that Jesus is just one-minded.
什么事情都照着他的。
Everything has to be according to.
哇、哦，他肚子饿了，他去无花果树前面，结果没有吃的，他就咒诅他一下。
So he was hungry. He came to the fig tree, nothing to eat. He cursed it.
这不是太霸道了吗
？Even this is too powerful.
他说他是万有的主。
He says he is the Lord of all.
哥罗西书那边告诉我们，他说万有都是靠他造的，借他造的，也是为他造的。
So in the book of Colossians says all things are created by him, through him, and for him.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有常常也讲过这一类的话
？So brothers and sisters, have you said that yourself?
钱是我赚的。
The money is I earned.
我爱怎么花就怎么花。
I'll spend it as way I wish.
我的身体是我的。
My body is mine.
我爱怎么用就怎么用。
I like to use however I wish.
时间是我的，我爱怎么用就怎么用。
Time is mine. I will use it way I wish.
你怎么能够批评神呢
？How can you criticize God?
你自己都做这种事情。
If you do such things yourself.
何况这些东西都不是你的。
And not to say none of this is yours.
时间是不是你的
？Is time yours？
不是的。
No, it's not yours.
我告诉你，你如果晚上睡觉，你第二天早上不起来，今天决定不是你的。
If you go to bed at night, you don't get up next morning. The next day is not yours.
时间没有到，决定不是你的。
The time is not here yet. That's not yours.
你也不能借。
You cannot borrow.
你也不能存。
You cannot save it.
金钱是不是你的
？Is money yours？
你说是我的能力赚来的。
You say I earned it with my power。
圣经上告诉我们说，我们连赚钱的能力都是他给我们的。
The Bible teaches us even the ability to earn money is given by God。
你怎么能够批评神
？How can you criticize？
说他这么霸道
？Say that he is too powerful。
假冒为善。
So hypocrite。
主耶稣做了这三件事情。
Jesus has done these three things.
所以就跟这些宗教领袖之间有了摩擦。
So they become frictions with the lead religious leaders.
这个一摩擦一碰撞就把他们心里面所有的这些渣子黑的东西全部撞出来了。
So once they hit each other with the friction, so all the dirty minds came out.
所以他们就要找耶稣的把柄。
So they want to find things to accuse Jesus.
所以他们就问主耶稣你的权柄从哪里来的
So they ask him, where did you, your authority come from?
是谁给你这个权柄你可以做这些事情
Who gave you the authority to do such things?
主耶稣真的很厉害啊
So Jesus is
very 因为他是神啊
Because he's God
他有那个智慧
He has wisdom
他一看就看出来这些人的虚假
He knows how false what they are
所以他就把那根棍子再丢还给他们
So he threw them back to them
他就告诉他们他就问他们他们说你们若告诉我我就告诉你们我仗着什么权柄做这些事他就问他们约翰的洗礼是从哪里来的
So he asked him Where is authority for John the Baptist come from?
是从天上来的呢还是从地人间来的
Did it come from heaven or come from the earth?
啊、哦，这时候这些人呢他们就开始我们像打足球一样对不对 Football 啊，先要做什么啊、先要聚在一起哇不晓得他们在讲什么
So those Pharisees and leaders they start huddle, they don't know what to say.
你知道这就是他们虚假的地方。
This is where their hypocrites come from.
所以他们想说，哇，如果我们是这样讲，他就这样子来；如果我们这样子讲，他就这样子来。
He said, if we say this, he will reply us this way. If we say that, he's going to reply us another way.
你知道，他们就像这个无花果树一样。
They are just like the fig tree.
只有叶子。
They only have leaves.
没有果子。
No fruits.
看起来很好看。
Looks pretty.
接下去耶稣就用两个比喻来告诉他们他们的罪在哪里。
So Jesus told them what their sins are through two parables.
第一个就是两个儿子的事情。
The first one is the son.
他说一个大儿子先是不听。
So the elder son who did not listen.
他也不愿意。
And he was not willing.
后来他懊悔了他又去了。
Then he regretted andHe went.
小儿子呢
How about the younger son?
小儿子呢先说去
He said he will go,
嘿结果他不去
But he didn't go.
我们不晓得他也许用了一大堆的理由哈
We don't know what reasons he gave.
他就问他们哪一个是遵行天父的旨意的
So he asked which one is following
或者是说遵行父命的
of the father.
很有意思的就是那些宗教领袖回答他
So those religious leaders replied.
他们说是大儿子
This is the older son.
哇，你看这些宗教领袖很有学问的。
You see, they're very scholarly.
而且他们很有知识的。
They have knowledge.
主耶稣就告诉他们，这个大儿子呢，就代表那些税吏、娼妓。
So, Jesus told them the older son represents the tax collectors and the prostitutes.
他说是你们所轻视的。
Those who you despise.
是你们所看不起的。
But you don't look at.
但是因为他们信。
But because they believe,
当施洗约翰来向他们把神的义、神的道传给他们的时候，他们就信了。
So when John the Baptist came, proclaimed God's righteousness and God's words, they believed.
他说：“你们这些人有知识、有学问。
”So you people who has knowledge,
但是你们看见了啊！我们在第三十二节那边，他说：“你们看见了，后来还是不懊悔去信他。”
So you have seen it, but you do not regret. You did not believe.
看什么？
What did you see?
看见了耶稣所行的事情。
You have seen what Jesus has done.
看见了这位从天上下来的耶稣，活生生的站在他们的面前。
They have seen Jesus stood before them, who came from heaven.
看见了这些人欢迎他进到耶路撒冷。
They have seen all the people welcome Jesus into Jerusalem.
听见了看见了这些小孩子在圣殿里面说何塞纳奉主名来大卫的子孙是应当称颂的
So they have heard the children saying Hosanna, Hosanna in the name of David
你们看见了这棵树的事情
When you saw the things of this tree
还有许多主耶稣前面所行的神迹
And many the miracles that Jesus performed before
但是他们不信
But they do not believe
接下去第二个比喻是跟着第一个比喻来的。
So the second parable comes after the first one.
第二个比喻最主要的一件事情要讲的就是他自己的儿子。
So the second parable is regarding his own son.
他心里面想我把我的儿子差遣来了。
He said, I sent my own son.
他们应该接受他。
They should receive him.
他们应该相信他。
They should believe him.
但是他们却把他推出城外把他杀掉了
But they killed him.
他们看见了看见了
They have seen it.
这个原主就这个主耶稣就问他说那么原主怎么办呢
So Jesus asked them What will the master of vineyard will do?
这些宗教领袖的回答又对了
So those leaders' response is also right.
他们怎么说呢
What did they say?
在第四十一节他们说要下毒手除灭那些恶人将葡萄园另租给那按着时候交果子的园户
So he will bring those wretches to a wretched end they replied and he will rent the vineyard to others
这些人是不是真的是假冒为善
Are they truly hypocrites?
是不是真的
Are they true hypocrites?
因为他们不信
Because they're unbelief,
所以主耶稣成了他们的绊脚石
Therefore Jesus became their stumbling block.
因为他们心里刚硬,
because the hardened hearts,
他们弃绝了主耶稣,
they forsake our Lord Jesus.
耶稣反而成了他们的绊脚石,
and Jesus became their stumbling block.
你知道我们在我们周围有很多人反对, 有很多人相信圣经,
you know, many people in our neighborhood believes in Bible.
也有很多人不相信圣经,
there are many people who do not believe in Bible.
也有很多人不相信神,
many people do not believe in God.
有一个原因就是他们没有办法忍受耶稣,
one reason because they cannot tolerate Jesus.
他们没有办法接受耶稣,
they cannot receive Jesus.
我们常常听到人家讲, 哦, 耶稣, 啊, 耶, 啊, 这个基督教很好,
many people say Christianity is good.
圣经里面讲得很好,
the Bible teaches good things.
但是耶稣是西方人,
but Jesus is a Westerner.
有的人说, 圣经里面讲得很好,
the Bible says very good things.
但是主耶稣行的那些神迹, 我没有办法相信,
but I cannot believe all the miracles performed by Jesus.
成了他们的绊脚石,
become their stumbling block.
但是对那些信的人,
for those who believe,
对接受的人,
who those who receive,
就好像那一块石头啊, 被这些做生意的人把它弃绝了,
it's like those stone was forsaken by the craftsmen,
就是被这些领袖们,
by the rulers,
但是对一个信的人,
but those who do believe,
那一块石头 就是扎在他的身上,
those stones will fall on them,
把他扎得稀烂,
will crush him,
让他有一个重生的机会,
and give him a chance to regenerate, rebirth.
我自己在看, 那个石头就把信他的人, 把接受他的人, 把他的老我, 把他扎碎掉了,
so that stone crushed the believer's old self.
主耶稣是王,
Jesus is king.
他上一次来, 这是2000年前的事情,
last time he came was 2000 years ago.
他不是要来做王, 统治这个世界,
he did not come to be the king to rule over the world.
在前面那一章里面, 当这个施洗约, 不是, 当这个, 西比泰的两个儿子, 他的妈妈到主耶稣面前为他们求, 求这个官位的时候,
so when the mother of those two disciples came to ask for a position for their son, for her sons,
主耶稣就告诉他们, 他说不是这个样子的,
Jesus told her and them that's not the way it should be.
不是要像世界的王,
it's not like a king of the world.
他来也不是要像世界的王来管理人,
when he comes he's not like the king of the world to manage people.
他上次来是要用服侍人的方法来得人,
he came last time is to get to receive people by serving.
他上次来是一个仆人的身份, 来到这个世界上为了要得人,
last time he came as a servant to get people.
他要使人成为一个顺命的儿女,
so he wants people to be obedient children.
但是他第二次来的时候就不一样了,
but when he comes again the second time,
他第二次来的时候是以王的身份来的,
he's going to come as king.
他来的时候要审判,
he's going to come and judge.
他要除掉那些不愿意他做王的人,
he will get rid of those who does not want him to be king.
他要除掉那些不接受他做王的人,
he's going to destroy those who does not accept him to be the king.
我们中间有很多人你已经信了主耶稣,
in our midst many people believe in Jesus.
你相信主耶稣神叫他从死里复活,
we believe that God let him resurrected from death.
你口里面也承认他是主,
you confess in your mouth that he is Lord.
你也承认他是王,
you admit that he is king.
我们唱歌的时候唱得很高兴啊, 王啊, 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 是不是啊?
So we can sing him as king, king happily.
弟兄姐妹, 如果不是从你心里面唱出来的,
so if you do not sing from your heart,
你知道你没有用心灵和诚实在那边敬拜神,
that means you're not, if you're not worship him with the spirit and truth,
你一定要把你自己 完完全全的奉献给他。
You have to completely commit yourself to him.
千万不要像这些宗教领袖。
Don't be like those religious leaders.
他们有知识。
They have knowledge.
他们却没有果子。
But they do not have the fruits.
他们有叶子。
They have leaves.
却没有果子。
But do not have fruits.
是一种假冒为善的生活。
They live a hypocrite life.
如果你是这样子的话。
If you are like that.
你应该要悔改。
You need to repent.
现在就是时候。
This is the time.
你自己可以跟神祷告。
You can pray to God.
你说神啊。
You say God.
我每次来到你面前唱诗歌的时候，都是心口不一。
So when I come, every time when I sing hymns, my heart and my mouth are not in harmony.
我每次在这个社会上生活的时候。
When I live in this world.
我也没有把你当成主。
I did not treat you as a Lord.
我没有尊你为大。
I did not respect you as high.
求你赦免我的罪。
May you forgive all my sins.
我们一起起立。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，
Please rise, our heavenly Father.
我们今天与你面对面。
Today we are here.
你把你自己的独生爱子放在我们的面前。
You have presented your only begotten Son before us.
他把你自己完完全全的显明出来。
He has shown you completely to us.
让我们知道我们是个罪人。
So let us know that we are sinners.
我们需要你的救恩。
We need your salvation.
求你自己从高天伸手抓住我。
We ask you to catch us with your hands from above.
把我从大水中拉出来。
So that you may pull us out of the deep.
把我放在干地，
so may place us on dry land,
让我能够永远的敬拜你，
so that we may worship you forever,
让我能够永远的尊你为大，
so we can respect you forever.
求你听我们每一个人的祷告，
may you hear all our prayers,
奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.